The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Woodthorpe, and William Nye. Episode 12, adapted by Brian Sibley, Mount Doom.
Ah! On! On!
All hope is gone.
On!
Never say die, Mr. Fuller, sir. That's what my old gaffer would say if he were here.
Silence, slugs! On!
Come on, Mr. Frodo. Well, take my arm. I'll help you along.
I really can't take another step, sir.
There's no need to, Mr. Frodo. Look, we're almost there.
Where?
Oh, I don't know. But wherever it is, we won't be walking.
Halt! I said halt, you slug! Now then, this here is Udun. And when we get inside the camp, you're to... Wait your turn!
Hey, get on and stop holding us up!
Don't you tell me what to do! You maggot-ridden bag of bile!
Oh, who do you think you're talking to, you filthy flea-bitten doggy?
Get down, Mr. Frodo, get down! No, crawl! Come on, Mr. Frodo, we've got to crawl! Come on, Mr. Frodo! One more crawl and get off the road.
Oh, Sam, please, just let me be.
No! Just a bit further. And then you can lie still over there.
When the grey light of morning came, Sam woke first and looked out upon the land. All was dreary, flat, and drab-hued. Far off, like a dark standing shadow, loomed the mountain. Smoke was pouring from it and floating in great rolling clouds down its sides to spread over the land.
It looks every step of 50 miles. And that'll take a week if it takes a day with Mr. Frodo as he is. Well, it's got to be faced, Sam Gamgee. We'll never come back. At best, our food will take us to our goal. When we get there, we'll be alone, houseless, foodless, in the middle of a terrible desert. That was the job I felt I had to do when I started, to help Mr. Frodo to the last step and then die with him. Well, if that is the job, then I must do it. I wish Gandalf hadn't fallen in Moria. He would have done something.
Oh, Sam. Talking to yourself now?
Just thinking out loud, as you might say, Mr. Frodo. I've been having a look round, and there's nothing on the roads, and we'd best be getting away while there's a chance. Can you manage it?
I must.
An ever-approaching threat beat upon them as they went. The dreadful menace of the power that waited, brooding in deep thought and sleepless malice behind the dark veil about its throne. Over the city of Gondor, there hung a great dread. There, alone in the garden of the Houses of Healing, walked Faramir with a heavy heart, looking out over the walls eastward.
My lord Faramir.
Lady Eowyn, why do you stir abroad? Should you not be resting? Is there something that you lack?
It is not lack of care that brings me to you. No houses could be fairer for those who desire to be healed. But I cannot lie in sloth, idle and caged. I looked for death in battle, but I have not died, and battle still goes on.
What would you have me do, lady?
I would have you bid them let me go.
I am myself in the keeping of the healers, nor have I yet taken up my authority in the city. But had I done so, I should still listen to their counsel and not cross their will in matters of healing.
But I do not desire healing. I wish to ride to war like my brother Éomer, or better, like Theoden the King, for he has both honor and peace.
It is too late, lady, to follow the captains, even if you had the strength. But death in battle may come to us all yet, willing or unwilling. You will be better prepared to face it in your own manner if, while there is still time, you do as the healers command.
But the healers would have me still lie abed, and my window does not look eastward.
That can be amended. If you will stay in this house in our care, lady, and take your rest, then you shall walk in this garden in the sun as you will, and you shall look east, whither all our hopes have gone. It would ease my care if you would speak to me, or walk at whiles with me.
How should I ease your care, my lord?
Would you have my plain answer?
I would.
Then, Eowyn of Rohan, I say to you that you are beautiful. In the valleys of our hills, there are flowers fair and bright, and the maidens fairer still. But neither flower nor lady have I seen till now in Gondor so lovely and so sorrowful. It may be that only a few days are left ere darkness falls upon our world, and when it comes, I hope to face it steadily. But it would ease my heart if, while the sun yet shines, I could see you still. For you and I have both passed under the wings of the shadow, and the same hand drew us back.
Alas, not me, lord. Shadow lies on me still. Look not to me for healing. I am a shield maiden, and my hand is ungentle. But I thank you for this, at least, that I need not keep to my chamber. I will walk abroad by the grace of the steward of the city.
Eowyn walked back to the house, but Faramir, for a long while, walked alone in the garden, and his glance now strayed rather to the house than to the eastward wall.